That code word you've been waiting for to make it out to our iHeartRadio Music Festival that is sold out there in Vegas. I mean, we've got the biggest names in the music industry out there. A lot of other celebrities are going to be traveling out to the desert, too, to be a part of this thing. But Trey Songz, Janet Jackson, Kanye, The Weeknd's going to be there. Lil Wayne's going to be there. We added on Puff Daddy to this thing. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be humongous.
And it gets bigger and better every year. So your chance to win, because it's the only way you can do it, to get round trip, airfare, everything is going to be covered for you. It's coming up next. I'm going to give you a code word. Get ready to text it over to 45495 to win.
Also coming up next, the VMAs is this Sunday, and Miley Cyrus is hosting, but she took to the streets of L.A. to see what people really feel about her. I'm going to tell you, they don't like her. We're going to fill you in coming up next. It was hilarious.
She does too much. She's always doing way too much. I'm tired of looking at the tonsils on her tongue. Girl, put that thing away.
Put all that away.
VMAs are this weekend, but we got entertainment coming up next with Miss Kimmy right here on Cameo. Good morning, y'all. It wasn't nothing like that, though.
I ain't never did this before, no. Text me like text.
Your chance to cop a free trip to our 2015 iHeartRadio Music Festival is now. Here's this hour's keyword.
The word is king. King. K-I-N-G. Text it over.
Text that word right now to 45495 to sign up for our iHeartRadio Music Festival contest. Receive a confirmation text and get text about iHeartRadio. Standard data and message rates apply.
It's time. Miss Kimmy's 710 Entertainment Report.
On the Sana G Morning Show.
106 KMEL.
So Chief Keef is an idiot at Tommy T's. Tickets and information at TommyT's.com.
All right, we are going to do Sana G's Mommy and Me Diary coming up next, y'all. Good morning.
iHeartRadio.
Applied as bill credit.
720 on the dot in the morning. We got to take a look at the streets. Lady Ray has the latest in traffic. What's up, baby?
Sana, we got a couple issues. KMEL.
My daughter and I. Man, we've had the ethnicity and background and race conversations, you know, a few different times. And I always feel like it's a touchy situation to talk about because you never want to teach your kids anything disrespectful. Not that I really would, but, you know, I mean, they're sponges. So they take what you say and they run with it, right? So we're doing Sana G's Mommy and Me Diary. This is part one. Listen to this.
I was disturbed the other day when you said you don't want to tell people you're Mexican. Why is that?
Well, because maybe they're going to kill me.
Maybe they'll what?
Kill me.
So what does that mean? Why would they kill you because you're Mexican?
Well, if they kill me, I have to run away and go to Mexico.
I love her.
Sitting there. Wow. Talking to her with my mouth open, like, where did you get this from?
Right.
And I started to freak out, like, what do you mean if you tell people you're Mexican, they're going to kill you? Because she came home from school one day talking about, I don't want to tell people I'm Mexican. And I was like, excuse me?
Right.
Your mother is Mexican and I'm a proud Mexican too. What are you even talking about right now? So she answered my question when I said, where did you get this from? We're going to get into it. But having that discussion with your kids about what their backgrounds are. And, you know, if they see somebody of a lighter shade or a darker shade walking by and they say, Mommy, why is that person this color or white? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a difficult conversation to have to a certain extent, but you got to handle it right, man.
You don't want them saying nothing out in public to embarrass you either.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Talking about ethnicity and backgrounds and whatnot with the kids is basically what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to let her answer where in the hell she got this. They're going to kill me if I tell them I'm Mexican coming up next. Sana G's Mommy and Me Diary. Every Friday we do it right here on Cameo. Good morning.
Cut the music up. The
Sana G Morning Show.
What's the biggest news of the day? DC will tell you at 7:45.
106 KMEL.
The Bay's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
DC's in the building, and it's the Sana G Morning Show on a Friday. Bay's number one for hip-hop and R&B right here on KMEL. Today and every Friday, we do Sana G's Mommy and Me Diary. My daughter got in the car the other day. For some reason, out of nowhere, she says, I don't want to tell people I'm Mexican. And I was like, what? So something happened at the schoolhouse. Something was said by an adult or by one of the other kids. I don't know. People are saying maybe one of the kids heard the Donald Trump thing that's going on.
That's what I was thinking.
They threw that out there. And I was like, hell, I don't know. But I got to investigate why my child is saying this.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think that I am not Mexican, but I am.
Right.
And, you know, I'm proud to be Mexican, and you should be proud to be whatever you are.
Right.
Ethnic background, you know, or whatever.